Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Samach Kimo, Menachos 63. And today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah discusses a type of mincha that person takes upon themselves to bring what's called a minchas tanor. That's a person says, I'm going to make an offering in the oven. So in the Talmudic times, when they usually refer to an oven, it refers to a type of oven which is somewhat shaped like our brick pizza ovens today, where the bread was baked against the sides of the walls and needed a special technique to remove it. So our Mishnah says, the person says, Harei batan, or a person says, I'm going to bring a mincha offering in an oven, then a person cannot bring Luyavi mafe bekupach. A person cannot bring the baked offering in a kupach, which was a different type of oven where there was, Rashi says, only space for one pot. And also velo mafe ra'afim, and a person cannot do the baking on tiles. Velo mafe yoros arvim, and a person cannot bring the mincha in bread that was prepared in Arabic pots, and the Gemara will discuss what that means as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, however, Ratza mevi mafe kupach. If a person wants, he can bring it in, he can make the bread or make the grain offering in a type of oven that was a kupach that we discussed earlier, that the first opinion was that that's not acceptable. Comes along our mission. Our mission says, Harei alai minchas mafe. If a person says that I'm going to bring this mincha that is baked, this grain offering that is baked, then a person must be consistent. That generally speaking, when a person takes upon themselves an oath to bring a mincha, that it refers to 10 loaves of bread. So under these cases, lo yavi mechza chalos u'mechza rakikin. A person cannot bring half of them as chalos types of bread and half of them as rakikin types of bread. The normal way to understand what the difference between what the Bible calls chalos and what the Bible calls rakikin is that there are five types of grain offering which are brought, and the minchas, the mafe tanor, which is a voluntary grain offering, can come from one of two types. One is called the challah, one is called the rakikin. And the challah is this bread that is baked with oil, and the rakikin is that it's not baked with the oil, but the oil is smeared on top of it. So if a person takes upon themselves that they're going to bring a minchas mafe, they shouldn't bring half of them from the challos and the other half from the rakikin, but they should either pick one or the other. That's the position of the Tanakama. Comes along Rabbi Shimon, and he says, Matir, he allows the person bringing it to bring half from the challos and half from the rakikin, mimneishu karbon echad, because they're both the same type of karbon, they're both the same type of offering, which is the mafe tanor, and it includes both types. It includes the challos and the rakikin. So we've explained this approach, that what's the difference between challos and rakikin. The challos are cooked with the oil itself, whereas the rakikin, the oil is not absorbed into it, but it is smeared on top of it. And indeed, that's how Rashi implies it on 78a, that he says that there's the same ingredients, but one has the oil on top and one has the oil baked within it. However, the Ibn Ezra, the biblical commentary in Leviticus 2, verse 4, brings two other explanations as to what is the distinction between the chalos and the rakikim. And his first explanation is that the chalos are thick and the rakikim are thin. And then he brings a second explanation, that the chalos means that they are circular. And the word challah comes from the idea that we say chalila, and something comes back again and again, chozer v'chalila. And so this is the idea that it comes back in a circle. And the rakika is something that is not circular, but it's almost a long type of bread. And so this is the concept of the Ibn Ezra. And so based upon this concept of the Ibn Ezra, some commentaries want to say that the source is that that during the year the challos should be longer and thin, and that from the holidays on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, that the challos should be until actually Hashanah Rabbah, they're supposed to be circular, which is a simon tov, which is a good sign. The idea that circular represents a good sign, and that basically, that from Yom Kippur until Hashanah Rabbah, we're saying we're dipping also the challah in honey as a siman tov, and a circular challah as a sign that there's no end to the world. So this is the concept of many people have the custom during the Yomim Noraim to have circular chalos based upon this idea of chalos, of coming back, or having the world coming back. God willing, we'll come back to where we were the previous year. Also, is the custom based upon this? There are some say that the matzos, that they should also be circular, because the matzos are also called chalos matzos. And so maybe the matzos should also be circular. Indeed, the Shut Mari Asad says that there are several different explanations that he records as to why the matzos ideally should be circular, and our hand matzos to this day are made circular. So one explanation is because it states in Exodus 12:39, ugos matzos, which implies that the matzos are circular, like a eagle, like a circle. Another explanation is that matzah is called lechem oni, and poor man's bread, and poverty is something that is part of the Gilgal in life, that is circular, that returns to us in life. The third explanation that he gives is that the first day of Pesach always relates that it's the same, falls on the same day of week as the ninth day of Av. And on the ninth day of Av, Tisha B'Av, we remember the mourners, and mourners have a practice when they return from a funeral to eat circular food. And so therefore, these are three explanations that he gives why, and to this day, the matzos should be made circular. So we see that the concept of a challah during the Yomim Noraim being circular and the matzos being circular have some basis, some hint to them in the biblical text.